Part of the 25 Days of Shade. We've got we've been talking about this show for a couple of weeks now. It is tonight, 8 o'clock, free show, Sawyer's, downtown Harrisburg. Dorothy taking the stage at 8, headlining things tonight. They've been in town before. The Struts are in town. Welcome back to Central PA, guys.
Thank you.
How are you doing? Yeah.
Fresh off of Lollapalooza, playing in front of thousands in Chicago. What did that feel like?
That was great. We were on the lunchtime slot, so about 2:15 we hit the stage, and at that time, you know, with festivals, you never really know what's going to happen, who's going to turn up, what amount of people are going to turn up. So we were really pleasantly surprised when we sort of walked out and it was literally like a sea of people. So we had a great time.
I had a chance to catch you guys at Chameleon last time and I was blown away. I was like, we got to stick around and watch this. One of the best live bands I've seen, especially the Chameleon, but around. The live show is just incredible, and it seems good for you. Song after song after song after song, we walked away from that going, like, every song could be a hit song on the radio that you guys do. So hats off for just writing incredible stuff.
Thank you.
You have been on the road, it seems like road warriors for you guys, a long time in conjunction with this, and you're going to keep going on the road for a long time. Do you get home at all?
We did a little miniature run this year throughout the UK where we did 3 dates and then one date in Scotland for Tea in the Park. But that was, I think that was about 4 or 5 days we were in the UK.
It didn't really qualify as a trip home because we didn't get to see our homes.
Anybody yeah. really wanted to.
I got one night home actually because we did a Derby gig. So, well, I say home, and stayed at my mum's house.
And you're going to do a show with the Guns N' Roses in San Fran, right?
We are on Tuesday.
That's going to be huge. I mean, you're playing. Talk about playing in front of a lot of people. That's a lot of pressure playing in front of Guns N' Roses as well.
Well, you know, I mean, we've had our fair share of, like, you know, doing some great support slots, including Stones and Motley Crue, and, you know, the Killers as well. The thing is, with those kind of shows, it's even more different than a festival. Because at a festival, people want to be like won over and impressed. But, you know, with these support slots, you have to kind of go out there and, you know, I think try even harder than a festival. Because, you know, no one's there to see you. We want to see, you know, Guns N' Roses. So I think we just have to sort of like enjoy ourselves, have fun, and, you know, just kind of win over as much people as possible.
Which you did in Paris opening for the Stones.
Yeah. I mean, that was a bizarre gig. You know, we had like the plug pulled out on us because we went over by 2 minutes. So we didn't get to actually finish our set. Crew dates were possibly the more productive because we did 4 of them.
I talked about the CD, which you can go look in my Jeep right now. I'm still listening to it. And I had to ask you a question. Merry-go-round is not written as a merry-go-round, but as a girl's name, Mary. Mm-hmm. Is that a particular someone or just written as a girl in general, or who was Mary?
It was just a cool subject. You know, it was like a cool play on words, like merry-go-round,
right.
You know, like a relationship that goes up, down, back and forth, you know. And sort of like at that crucial point in a relationship where you're kind of breaking off and then you're getting back together and it's kind of like this yo-yo back and forth sort of action. But not really particularly written about a specific person.
People in the States may not know, these songs, you probably, most of the album is probably old songs to you guys by this time.
Yeah. I mean,
part of the new 5 that we added on, that we wrote them last year, but other than that.
I mean, one of my favorite parts on the album is Where Did She Go? Because, I mean, Roll Up was 5 years ago, but I wrote Where Did She Go? Over 10 years ago and was playing it with my old band. And then it was one of the first songs that me and Adam I kind of like brought to the Struts because it was just, it had like a timeless quality to it.
It's no secret. I mean, I'm sure you've heard it a zillion times before. It's almost like Freddie Mercury and Queen up there, which being from England is a huge thing to hear. But I mean, the stage show, it's just nonstop, 110%. It just is crazy from the first moment until the last when you guys are done. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I think that really sucks people in is the music, yeah, but the live show is incredible.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always wanted to present myself that way, and whatever group I was in had to have that quality. Sometimes I kind of regret that bar being set because, you know, when we do four shows in a row, I can't really half-ass it. It's not in my nature. And now word's getting around that the live show is somewhat of a spectacle in itself. There's a level of expectation that mm-hmm. you have to kind of like fulfill.
Sure.
I can't just go out there and go, you know, I'm not really feeling it tonight. And, you know, I kind of sit back a bit. You have to, it's a relentless thing, you know, and right now we're laying down like the foundations of like, you know, hopefully a long-term career.
It's almost been like a British invasion in America of the last year or so. There's a lot of bands that are coming over that they've taken over our charts. I mean, that kind of music is just kicking over here right now, which is, I mean, I'm excited about that because it's a whole different sound and it's a good sound that people are getting used to over here as well, which, once again, a feather in your cap for maybe turning the tide of the way rock and roll sounds these days.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of sort of like our genre, you know, whatever you want to call it, like, you know, it's been called kind of classic rock or, you know, rock and roll. I definitely think we kind of stand alone on that front, you know, in terms of our influences and where we want to take it next, you know. It's cool, you know, doing all the festivals, we get to see and play with a lot of like the British bands, which, you know, in the UK, we'd never be able to share the stage with, you know, because people don't care over there, you know.
Like, really?
None of our songs have been played on the radio as of yet in the UK. And
wow.
You know, we've just started to get some great press from Kerrang and, you know, Classic Rock magazine, but that's really only been since we've started gaining traction here in the US. So, you know, we owe you guys and, you know, your amazing country a lot of, basically our career as of yet, basically.
Yeah, you changed our lives. Yeah.
That blows my mind. That, I mean, I would never have thought, I would have thought it got huge on the radio in England and then they brought it over here because it was so huge.
No, it got released 2 years ago, the original album, and nothing happened.
Kiss This was huge. And now Put Your Money on Me, which, by the way, is my favorite. I told the record guy when he saw, I'm like, yo, I'm so excited you're going to bring out and put the money on me. And that, I mean, that's the one that, like, when I saw it live, that was the one that stuck out in my head the most. I'm like, that is the hit off the album. Oh, my God. So I was excited when it finally came out. What's the one song that you think could go bigger that you're just working on now that isn't on an album yet? Do you have one?
Well, we dropped a new song today called Put Your Hands Up, which is available on Spotify. I think that has some great, like, qualities to it. And, you know, I think we're learning what makes, like, truly a great song or chart song, you know.
Awesome, awesome. Before I let him get out of here, is it true you got your name, the band's name, because somebody said that's the way you walk around?
It was the way I performed, which, to be fair, was a great observation because it's so hard to get a good band name.
Well, yeah, you don't know what's already taken, too.
Well, yeah, and there's only one. There was a punk band in Bristol, which is where I'm from, called The Struts, but that was like in the 80s.
I think over here, like, Struts means like on your car, right? So think we're like
both. There's Struts on a car, too.
Okay.
So it's a mechanical term across the world, Strut.
Yeah. Also like, in Austria, it means ostrich.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we're the ostriches.
Hi guys, we're the ostriches.
Ostriches. Yes. Whose album's that? That's the Ostriches' album.
Tongue twister in itself.
Well, we talked about it. We're going to play it. It's the latest one from these guys, Put Your Money on Me. Now, reminder, tonight, get there early. It's a free show right downtown at Sawyer's on 2nd Street. Dorothy on stage at 8. These guys to follow and a full long set.
I think we're on at 8. I think Dorothy's on at 7.
Oh, then they told me misinformation down at the club.
But that's what my tour manager told me. So misinformation. Shoot him, not me.
You know what we call misinformation? Bad organization. We call that rock and roll.
Well, there you go. Well, get ready, because when you open up for Guns N' Roses, you may be on stage for 3 hours before Axl gets there.
Get off the phone, you'll be fine.
So it's Dorothy at 7 and the Ostriches at 8.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're drunk, doesn't it? Ostriches.
You try and say that when you get pulled over for a DUI. Say ostrich. it's tonight, downtown, with 105.7 The X.